Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This is the broadcast for November the 13th in the year of our Lord, 2017. This is Hour 2 at 2. The goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio. All right. Our incredible interview with Barb Hewlett took place last hour. Check that out. The right to farm is under attack and has been for many years. They got an incredible right to farm conference going on in Grand Junction, Colorado. Tomorrow at the fairgrounds, 10 to 4:30. Speakers, questions, and more. A delightful day. $20 at the door. Check it out. Get involved in the solutions today, would you please? Now, Friday, second hour, we had on our guest Richard Mack, CSPUA.org, thefreedomcoalition.com. And we talked about major U.S. newspapers report that, you know what, mass shooters universally use guns. That was like a stroke of brilliance. Bob Unruh mocks them and covers the piece at WND.com. We also talked about Leatherheads, a 2008 American sports comedy film that kind of highlights what's being done here with this double standard, allegations and manipulations. We talked about Roy Moore. And three women say that he asked them out on dates while they were between 16 and 18 years old when he was 32 years old. There's nothing wrong with that.
Well, there's a 14-year-old one.
I know, but that's
too.
A fourth one.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to say it again.
Okay,
three
good.
Women
okay, sorry.
Say that he asked them out on dates between 16 and 18. Well, by the way, 16 is the, quote, age of consent, Kurt, in Alabama, or at least it used to be. So, you know, we can debate that, but there's nothing wrong there is my point. There's not a single thing wrong with that. Now, you can say it's weird. You can say it's kind of unconventional. By all means, but you can't say there's anything law-breaking or wrong there. Now, Roy Moore, as Kurt said, a fourth woman, Roy Moore was accused of initiating a sexual encounter with a 14-year-old girl when he was 32 back in 1979. The problem with this whole discussion...
38 years ago.
That's right. Yes, sir. The problem with this whole discussion is it really comes down to a his-against-her discussion. Nobody knows the truth. Nobody has the facts. There's serious problems with her allegations. But let's make this very clear. Roy Moore says that he's never met the woman accusing him of, quote, molesting her. He says, I don't know Miss Lee Gorfman from anyone. I've never talked to her. I've never had any contact with her. The allegations of sexual contact or misconduct with her is completely false. Now, that's what Roy Moore's statement is. And he made these statements on the Sean Hannity radio program. Now, here's the proof, in my opinion, of the double standard and the agenda against Roy Moore. Number one, Bill Clinton and Donald Trump both accused of what? Really, this is only one woman, because the other three, you can say it's unconventional for him to ask them out on dates, but you can't say there's anything illegal about it. So really, we're down to one woman making allegations where there's no evidence. Whereas Donald Trump had a dozen or more. Bill Clinton had dozens that were willing to testify under oath of rape. Gory details. Not, oh my gosh, he took me back to his house and touched me. I'm talking about he forcibly raped me by literally biting on my lips till blood came to force me to stay still while he raped me. Kind of, okay, nothing happened to Bill Clinton. In fact, Hillary ran around and talked about the bimbo eruptions. No one attacked Hillary for... mocking these women or not believing their stories or any of those kinds of things. So the double standard is highlighted. Now, Sean Hannity, who endorsed Roy Moore, who is not backing away, and I got to commend Sean Hannity for a change. He deserves a kudos on this one. I've written a personal endorsement of Roy Moore, and I'm not backing away either. But now more than five companies are yanking their advertisements from the Sean Hannity show for his coverage of the Roy Moore case. He's the only one, not counting us and a few others, Kurt, but the only one in the mainstream that has covered this fairly. Now, CNBC says the companies include, and I don't even know some of these companies, a coffee machine maker, Realtor.com, 23, I don't even know what that is, Mielequai or whatever that is, Nature's Bounty. They all sparked a social media firestorm with people both praising and demoing these companies, along with now boycotts starting up. So you can't even cover the case and be fair about someone's innocence until proven guilty. If you're Sean Hannity or Sam Bushman now, you get attacked for just trying to be fair and say, wait a minute, these are allegations we don't know yet. The double standard could not be more egregious, Kurt.
Well, I couldn't agree more, and it illustrates so much the reason that you have to own basically the media, and you have to be willing to have the support that you need come from either your own sources, you know, in other words, your own money, or people that support you, not so much the businesses who are, well, they're liable to cut and run when all they're caring about is their profits. People like Barb from Last Hour, you know, will stand up and protect America, and they will, in many cases, they'll put their money where their mouth is. Now, you know, it's also important that the media opportunity needs to be very careful with the money that it takes or that it receives. Like in our case, when you see Sam do for a dollar what some big media would have to have $100 for, it's amazing to see what can happen when dollars are used the right way.
And your point about dollars being used the right way, that's true. But when you say Sam, let's be clear, it's all of us though. Kurt, maybe I'm the quarterback sometimes or whatever you want to call me. Maybe I'm the forward that, you know, whatever gets to score points or whatever. But the truth is it takes all of us, and everybody has a role. It's the effort Kurt makes. It's the effort that all of you out there that who donate and get involved financially and listen. And it's everybody together that makes this difference. And I want to make sure that's very clear. I'm not interested.
Well,
in
I'll
credit.
Just illustrate it a little bit more, and I'm not trying to put a star on your forehead so you get too overblown or anything like that, but let me just explain to people how the standard deal works. You know, let's say you're Rush Limbaugh. You have I don't know how many different people on your staff, and before the call ever gets to Rush Limbaugh, he's got screeners, all these kind of people that, hey, make sure that, hey, this is the right thing that's going to go on the air.
And we've even talked about they pay actors to make sure they discuss what they want to discuss, and they make
exactly
people who
right.
disagree with their points of views out to be these imbeciles that come on the air and is like, look at this redneck idiot child going out there. And they intentionally create this, quote, political theater. We've caught them at it and documented it, Kurt.
Well, that's exactly right. And, you know, to compare the way it works with this program, when there's a call that comes in, I can hear it. So typically Sam just goes ahead and they'll say something like, what do you think about that, Kurt? Which means, hey, I'm supposed to talk, so that Sam can go ahead and take the call himself. Not Rush Limbaugh taking the call himself, but Sam will take the call himself and figure out, hey, is this something that we should talk about right now? You know, and that's how that works. That's for a call. If it's for the actual programming or the actual what the sounds that you hear, ladies and gentlemen, typically you have a producer and all these different people making sure everything sounds great. Well, Sam does all that himself, literally with the board in front of him, and he's got all that taken care of. So when I say that a dollar to Sam or to Liberty News Radio or whatever you want to call us, you know, this network that we have, the Widow's Mite Radio Network, can basically go maybe even $1,000 of what the normal media would, you know, get done. We can do for a dollar. So it's impressive to me.
Yeah, we're all participating, and Kurt's right. And when I do the other shows, like James Edwards' show and everything else, you got James and those guys in their studio. You got me producing the show because they're in Tennessee, so you got to have somebody on the other end. But again, I answer the calls, or else one of my people answers the calls. There's not these layers or whatever. We run on a very, 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 very thin expense. And we do because we don't want to rely on businesses. Sean Hannity's now going, oh, no. And his network's going to be saying, Sean, you got to shut up. You can't defend Roy Moore. Never mind that it's just an allegation at this point without proof or evidence. Never mind that Roy Moore says it flat out is not true and this is politically motivated. You know, but more than five companies literally yank their advertisements from Hannity's coverage of Roy Moore. So on our website, if you go to libertynewsradio.com, you can read how we got started in radio. It's the About Us page. And we talk about this. Look, we learned early on, if you want to have a say in the media, you better own the media. And you better not count on advertisers, because they'll either control what you say or drop you like a rock. This is positive proof that what we're telling you is true. And you got to get your funding from the people, from the American people. And it's got to be spread out enough to where there's funding from enough people to where they cannot take us down. We got to create.
That's exactly right.
We got to create solutions, folks. And we're at the tip of the spear, if you will. By the way, a couple of people jettisoned Roy Moore, and I'm disappointed in them. Kurt will have details in seconds on your radio. Oh, it's time for me to move up the slider and increase the volume on the audio. There you go. Right now, mute these guys and then their commercials.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, so on the break, I'm literally checking my email to make sure nothing new's coming in, checking news sources, and I'm updating the notes that we put up for every show. So I'm reviewing the notes on the Barbara Hewlett interview we did last hour. Now Roy Moore says he's never even met this lady, this single girl that's made these allegations of 38 years ago. But literally more than five companies yanked their advertisements from Sean Hannity just for covering it fairly and giving an American a chance to be innocent until proven guilty. Imagine Sean doing that. They yanked five advertisers. I'll tell you who's behind it in seconds. But in the meantime, the effect of the mainstream manipulation and the double standard continues. Turns out three senators, Kurt.
Well, yeah, Sam, you've got Senator Mike Lee. At least that's the biggest, sad part about this for me.
So I added one word to the headline. I put shame colon and then the headline.
Yeah. You've got Bill Cassidy, another senator, and then you've got Steve Daines. They've all pulled their endorsements. But I look at this and I just think, well, you know, they're just apparently they're certainly not strong enough to withstand a little bit of a media pressure. And I understand.
But when we say a little bit of pressure, though, this isn't even evidence pressure. This is horrible pressure. But there's not even any evidence. There's one woman without credibility. We'll get into that as the broadcast unfolds, that literally is making this claim from 38 years ago.
Yeah, It's a great point.
And even if the claim's true, you compare maybe he did have this girl. Even if it's true, he took this little girl and put her there, touched her. He shouldn't have done it. It's wrong. It's wicked. Don't misunderstand the point. But you're talking about Bill Clinton accused of rape,
yeah,
of having children out of wedlock, of denying, you know, child support to these children, to all kinds of stuff. And none of that sticks.
Right.
Now, I'm not suggesting that it's okay. I'm just telling you this double standards, guys. But Mike Lee and Bill Cassidy, Steve Daines, they all back away under what? An allegation?
Yep.
Wow. What if we make allegations of those three senators? Should we then remove them all three from office, Kurt, do you think?
Well, that's basically how, you know, these are guys that should understand the law. And, Mike Lee certainly should understand, the situation. He says, having read the detailed description of the incidents, as well as the response from Judge Moore and his campaign, I can no longer endorse his candidacy for the U.S. Senate. He said that in a tweet Friday evening. I just look at it and think, hey, you know, to me, it just doesn't look right, Sam. I've watched Judge Roy Moore for all these years and thinking, you know, something's fishy going on here. You know what I mean?
Well, and if you want to know, all you got to do is follow the money trail.
Yeah.
We've taught you that for literally decades, but you got to also follow the who's who trail, Kurt.
Yes.
And let's talk about who's who for a second. So behind this is Media Matters using, quote, Roy Moore allegations to go after Hannity's advertisers, writes Peter Hassan. Now, he's spot on in following this money trail. Remember, Media Matters are the ones that tell you that I'm a white supremacist that interviewed Donald Trump Jr. and that it was on, you know, the James Edwards show. But they lied and got caught lying, and we forced people to retract. Media Matters have never retracted. Because they know if they do, then their credibility is on the line. But this is an evil organization funded by George Soros and crew, Kurt.
Mm-hmm. And by the way, to their credit, Senators Rand Paul and Ted Cruz have not withdrawn their endorsements. I certainly would hope that maybe Mike Lee could rethink his withdrawal and, relook that thing over. You know, it's just a problem, if you ask me.
So that pause was because I added to my headline. Now here's what our headline and our show notes say. Shame. Senators Mike Lee, Steve Daines, and Bill Cassidy rescinded their endorsements of Roy Moore. Mm-hmm. Sam Bushman, Rand Paul, and Ted Cruz stand strong.
Sheriff Mack as well.
Yeah, but he doesn't have a written endorsement yet, though. So,
oh, yeah, dinner. Well, but at He's least...
But you're right. You know. He stands strong, too. And so does Kurt Crosby, who has endorsed him on the air publicly as well.
That's
all right?
Me.
But Media Matters behind this. These are the guys that lie, backed by George Soros. Now, I don't know if you know this, Kurt, but a Washington Post article, that's what started this all. One media source started this whole thing. One woman allegation. But it turns out the Washington Post article on Roy Moore fails to mention the links to the accusers for Roy Moore have links to Democrats. Martin Barillas wrote this piece. Did you see this, Kurt?
No, I didn't.
All right. Well, do you know who
Debbie
Webson Gibson
is? I do know the Washington Post. Say again?
Do you know who Debbie Webson Gibson is?
No.
That's one of the chicks that is accusing Roy Moore. Not the 14-year-old, but another one.
The older one.
Yeah, she has signs. Well, the older one. She was between 16. She was 17, she claims.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah. But it turns out that she has signs for Hillary Clinton with her name on them. Okay, turns out that according to the Washington Post, it looks like back in 1981, Moore asked her out and she was 17. But nowhere in the article did reporters reveal that Gibson had provided American Sign Language services to the Hillary Clinton presidential campaign back in 2016. Now, she's also provided all kinds of support for Democrats. Revealing her political leanings, Gibson shared a tweet posted by candidate Doug Jones, the guy running against Roy Moore. Also, rumors are now emerging that a Washington Post reporter offered thousands of dollars to these women that are speaking out against Roy Moore. So Rush Limbaugh says, here's what you need to do. You need to get Hillary Clinton to be your defense, Roy Moore. She can talk about bimbo eruptions and you'll get off in a heartbeat. I don't know if she'll do it. She might want a lot of money. Now he's kind of mocking, demonstrating the absurd by being absurd. This is one of Rush's well-known play cards he uses, but we commend him. This is the point. These ladies all have questionable characters. Okay? These girls have questionable characters. Okay? What gives here? There's something wrong. They're even starting to use polls now, because again, they write the polls, they make the media appearances. I'll tell you about that in a second, Kurt, but this Washington Post article fails to mention this reality. This is important to understand. Any comments?
You know, I agree. I agree when you look at the Washington Post, and wouldn't it be interesting if they said, hey, we here in full disclosure at the Washington Post want to make sure you understand that we've already come out and endorsed the opposition candidate to Judge Roy Moore. Now, here's the story we've got. Well, you can, they never do that, by the way, but they have endorsed his, opponent. And yet, you can read that and find that way down deep in their article somewhere or in somebody's article. But, you know, there's not full disclosure. There's not an admittance of their bias in their stories. It's just not there. And yet, in any court of law, you'd say, well, I think this is not an unbiased opinion.
Yeah, there you go. But he who owns the media makes the rules. We make it clear every day, like no others do. By the way, I guess Ann Coulter's in the news, huh, Kurt?
Well, yeah. She says replace Roy Moore if necessary. And I guess she was interviewed with Laura Ingraham. And I think it's interesting. Apparently, she says it's not too late to change the name on the ballot in the Alabama Senate race. Now, I wish you wouldn't have said this, but what she's bringing up is that there's basically there are past candidates or past campaigns where even when the so-called deadline date was passed, the other guys, or in this case the Democrats, changed their candidates. And she points out that back in 2002.
Well, the bad guys are allowed to do any of those things, Kurt. The good guys aren't allowed to. You just got shut down because you missed the deadline. They just simply put new candidates in their place.
Well, that's exactly what happened.
Yeah, it's crazy talk.
And they won, too.
There you go. So anyway, Ann Coulter's out in the weeds. Now, there's an interesting man on the street interview scenario we're going to talk about as well. Then we're going to get to these polls that I mentioned. They're absolutely playing games and peddling a false, fake news, bogus, dishonest narrative. We'll catch them at it. Hang tight.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the political cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today.
We fought We learned. We struggled.
We won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Okay, let's try this. Honey, I've got some surprising news. No. Okay, this'll work. Guess who's gonna have a baby? No, that's not it. Oh, I don't know.
Hi, honey. Are you okay?
Jill's pregnant.
Our Jill? She's just a kid.
I know. But, you know, nothing really has to change when the baby comes. I'll help her. We'll just help her, right? We never thought it would happen to our Jill, or to us. We didn't know how to best help her through the tough decisions she'd have to make. Thankfully, we found that help. And not just for her, but for us too.
We're here to listen. We're here to help. LDS Family Services. Where there's help, there's hope.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Now, I'm going to be very clear about this. You know, when we talked about Roy Moore winning, he was up in the polls big time. It was basically virtually assured that he was going to win. And I said, do you think he's going to win, Kurt, Richard Mack, many other people that we've had on the radio? And they all said, yeah, I'm convinced he's going to win. And I said, if there's not voter fraud, I agree with you. But they have so many ways of committing vote fraud, it's beyond imagination. And this is exactly what I'm talking about. You basically find a woman. There's allegations of pay for play, if you will, where they're making allegations against Roy Moore. They're nothing but allegations. There's no proof. There's no evidence. There's no documentation. You get a single woman making an illegal action literally 38 years ago. Her credibility is in question, peddled by one source, the WAPO, Washington Post, controlled by what, Jeff Bezos and Amazon? Wow. And then they fail to mention the lack of credibility by these witnesses, and they fail to mention that they have ties to Hillary Clinton and the Democrats. And then you got this Russian scandal with ties again to the Democrats. And Donald Trump, I warned you in my open letter that if you don't get a handle on this and get rid of the swamp critters, you're going to have trouble just like Roy Moore. And this might mean the difference, not because it should, but because that he who owns the media makes the rules. They can peddle this lie long enough. But folks aren't buying it so far, but you get two contrasting reality checks. Some new polls coming out. You trust the pollsters. I don't. Versus the man on the street interview, Kurt.
Well, that's right. The pollsters are telling us that, hey, it's all tied up now, you know, where Judge Roy Moore had a big lead.
Now, listen carefully, man. Let's just talk about these polls before that story. Mm-hmm. Don't trust fake news polls is my headline. But literally, they say the first polls coming in after sexual misconduct claims written up in the Washington Post, it's not looking good for the GOP hopeful, meaning Roy Moore. According to Politico, three flash polls conducted after the WAPO story captured national attention found Roy Moore's lead shrinking in the Alabama race, while a fourth poll put Democratic nominee Doug Jones ahead by 4 percentage points. Conservative firm JMZ Analytics. See, I don't think it's a conservative firm either, but anyway, that's what they say. They say put Jones ahead of Moore. Anyway, the story goes on, but all I'm telling you is all these polls literally now back up these false claims of the WAPO. It starts with a false claim of a woman or a not substantiated claim of a questionable woman, and then all of a sudden the WAPO carries it, the AP wire grabs it, everybody's on board. Now they're getting conservative folks to waffle and melt down on possibility that it could be true. And then they literally have polls back up these claims. But the man on the street reality check is different, Kurt.
Well, it's exactly right. And you've got to, it's amazing to me that Breitbart's a pretty big news place. And yet if you put in, you know, into Google, if you type in Roy Moore or whatever, you'll hardly ever see any Breitbart stories. And I'm sure.
Or Liberty Roundtable headlines.
That's right. I'm sure there's not some guys behind the scenes going, hey, don't include those. I mean, they wouldn't do that at Google, Sam. I mean, you know.
Well, Google's been doing it in suit over that very fact, Kurt.
Good point. Anyway, the Breitbart.com piece says Alabama ABC affiliate. Now, the ABC, as far as I know, that's kind of mainstream news. But their ABC affiliate can't find one voter who believes WAPO, that's the Washington Post, report about Roy Moore in Man on the Street segment. I believe in the good people of Alabama. Now, I will say this, that many good folks sometimes get,
Succumb to fake news, Kurt.
That's right, by the mainstream media. But the ABC affiliate down there, WBMA, their local news political reporter, Lauren Walsh, sought out voters in Columbiana, Alabama, to gauge their reactions to the Washington Post report, talking about this alleged misconduct 34 years ago. Well, in the one case, it was 38 years ago, as far as I know, because he's 70. And
I know, but they're trying to use the case that's the most recent that has no illegal activity in it, so they can try to merge that together and make it sound like it's more recent and make it sound more egregious. So they're mixing pieces together that's not honest as well, Kurt.
There you go. They say none of the respondents, according to Walsh, told her they believed the Post's reporting. One Gordon Fluker of nearby Wilsonville, Alabama, said to Walsh, "It's hard to believe the events that transpired yesterday. It was, I guess, kind of the standard, according to the news or the lady from the news." She went on to say, out of all the voters we spoke with in Columbiana, we didn't find one voter who believed the Washington Post report about Moore. By the way, Columbiana is the county seat of Shelby County. It's a county that's the home to many of Birmingham's southern suburbs. The county's very Republican, and in last year's presidential election for Donald Trump, it went 72-23. So 72% to Donald Trump, 23% to, I guess it's Hillary. And the GOP primary and the subsequent runoff for next month's special election, won by Moore, Shelby County went for his opponent, Luther Strange, in both instances. In that county, Strange defeated Moore by 9 points. So anyway, it's a little more behind-the-scenes stuff of what's going on in Alabama.
Yeah, so you got the man on the street telling the truth, and then they act like the advertisers are pulling all this stuff from Roy Moore and that everybody backs the advertisers. That's a lie. People are actually destroying, Kurt. They're destroying things?
Well, yeah, at least this is where the actual people can participate. Now, you know, Sean Hannity would be smart, at least in my opinion, to say, look, if our advertisers aren't going to support us when we tell the truth, you know, we need you people to have an avenue to do that. Well, this is one avenue they have. As far as I know, he doesn't take individual donations from people. But right now, the headline reads, according to USA Today and their network, including what's called the Indianapolis Star, Justin Mack writes for him, says, people are destroying their Keurigs, I guess it's a some product that is advertised there, in protest of company pulling ads from Hannity show. So this is how the people can participate in the media, right, Sam?
Yes, indeed. That's absolutely right. Chris, Utah, you're on the radio, sir.
Sam, Kurt, good morning, gentlemen. You're doing a great job.
Thank you, sir.
So I put this at the seat.
of the fine citizens of the state of Alabama. We get the government, with few exceptions, we get the government that we deserve. If they take the bait and they assume that these lies are true, assuming that Judge Roy Moore is innocent, then that's on them, and they will be punished for their actions or inactions, whichever the case may be. So Judge Roy Moore, he's in a position to where he can stand before his maker and say, Lord, I did what I thought I could do to restore our noble republic.
You got that right.
They were so, you know, if I were Judge Roy Moore, I wouldn't worry about a thing. If he is not elected to represent the fine people of the state of Alabama, that's not his fault. That's the fault of the people of the state of Alabama.
Yes, the problem, I agree with you 1,000%, Chris. The problem is when the news, you know, when the media peddles fake news to where people can't get the truth, it's very hard to hold people accountable for what they don't know. Now, I realize that people should dig and be more accountable and be involved and understand, but they don't, and a lot of that's not their fault when we don't, as Americans, make sure that the news the networks refuse to use gets in front of them. We've got to get involved in the media, those of us who are in the know. We have a 10 times greater obligation than the rest of them. Now, it turns out that Roy Moore threatens to sue Washington Post over fake news report. This is where it starts, Kurt, but here's the problem that I see. Every time an event happens, Liberty News Radio, Sam Bushman, Kurt Crosby, Liberty Roundtable, James Edwards, The Political Cesspool, one of our shows is in the center of it all. Roy Moore doesn't have a prayer, Kurt, if you believe the latest Michigan case against James Edwards. They said James Edwards was a leader of the KKK. Kurt Crosby sued the Detroit News Inc. group over their lie. The court.
You mean, at least James Edwards sued. I didn't sue. You know,
okay, James Edwards sued. That's right. Yeah. Sorry. James Edwards sued this Detroit News over this lie that James Edwards is the leader of the KKK. The court agreed he's not a leader. He's not a member. He never has been. But they go on and say because the way you can, you know, openly define leader, and because they took it, the words its, I-T-S, one word, out of the article, that they've somehow rectified this, and the court went for it, appeal. James lost again. Now they're literally changing Michigan tort law over this. And I'm telling you right now, Roy Moore cannot win. They can say he's this, and they can even in court prove it's not true, but say it doesn't matter. Where's Donald Trump when you need him? He promised to deal with these libel laws on the campaign trail. Now Donald seems to be, what, a mutant? Is that how you call it? Kurt, is that what they are?
Good point, Sam.
All right, we'll talk.
Thanks, to Chris. Good work.
Do you have more, Chris?
Thank you.
All right, thank you, sir. Liberty Roundtable Live. Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about? Well, Vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called Vigor. Would you like to improve your Vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the Vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211. And take your free Vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again. And, oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free Vigor score test today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Donald Trump promised he would basically deal with these libel laws. He said, you know what, this is a big problem. You can say anything about anybody and get away with it these days. It's wrong. He promised on the election trail he would do something about it. All right. But I think he talks big. When push comes to shove, doesn't get it done. Now, I've tried to point that out. I never trusted Donald Trump from the beginning of the elections. I've been worried about him. However, I've given him credit where credit's due and he deserves it. Now, here's what he said on the campaign trail. Listen.
I'm going to open up our libel laws so when they write purposely negative and horrible and false articles, we can sue them and win lots of money. We're going to open up those libel laws so that when the New York Times writes a hit piece, which is a total disgrace, or when the Washington Post, which is there for other reasons, writes a hit piece, we can sue them and win money instead of having no chance of winning because they're totally protected.
So, Donald, you're going to come to the defense of Roy Moore? The Washington Post wrote a hit piece on Roy Moore. Okay, they've literally written hit pieces on James Edwards, on me. I've forced them to retract so far, but we have a personal stake in this. Donald, are you going to come to the table? Well, Donald's strangely missing an action overseas. He says he'll deal with it when he gets back. I hope he does. But again, none of us can even get a hold of Donald. We can't even get in Donald's circle to tell him about this. Nevertheless, the 11-year-old kid that wants to mow the White House lawn can do so and hang out with Donald in the Rose Garden. I mean, what gives with this stuff? Chris?
Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. We've been fooled more than twice, Sam and Kurt.
I agree.
We have figured out that the false right-left paradigm is driving us deeper and deeper into this hole, and we need to quit being fooled. Donald Trump is a media creation. I repeat, Donald Trump is a media creation. Without the media, he would not be where he is. So what does that tell you about the media? They are accomplices in this debacle. And we're going to find out that Trump is not the person that he claimed to be on the campaign trail.
You're right. But in his defense, he's done a lot of good since he's been there. There are stories now about how he's remaking the courts in favor of very conservative people. He did get rid of the Mexico Accord, which promoted and funded abortion around the world. You know, Donald has done several things that I cannot ignore. I've got to give him credit for.
He'll do just enough to keep the game going.
You're right.
Speaker, they got to keep this game going and no more.
You're right, and I made that point to where if he talks the good talk, they'll love it, and they'll leave him there. But if he ever moves ahead and does something game-changing, they will get rid of him somehow, some way. If he gets rid of the Education Department, if he shuts down the Federal Reserve, if he, you know, there's so many that he gets rid of the IRS. He's not allowed to go very far and do any of those things, so he's done a lot of good. We got to give him credit, but your point's well taken.
Well, let me give you an example. Everybody is applauding him for withdrawing from the Paris Accords. Great. Great job. There's one problem. Everything that the Paris Accords embodied can now be implemented by the unconstitutional and wasteful EPA. Why doesn't he turn around in his own house and get rid of the EPA? And while he's at it, the Department of Education, Housing and Urban Development, I can go down the list. Why doesn't he do those things?
Because I told you, they won't let him stay if he does that.
Exactly.
And he knows it, and they know it, and we know it, and we brought it up on this program. You're spot on.
Yeah, well, not enough of we know that.
That's
otherwise,
right.
He would not have been elected.
But that's why we're making an effort to get a greater presence in the media every day. And we believe he who owns the media makes the rules. And that's why we're doing our very best to have the new media take center stage. Because I don't care what solution we come up with, unless it's in partnership with the media, we'll never be able to tell our tale enough to make it take root and grow and reach enough synergistic solutions to make a difference. But if we have enough media, we certainly can. And they know it, too. And that's why they're attacking us relentlessly. Chris, thanks so much.
You guys are doing a great job. Keep up the good work.
Godspeed, sir. There he goes, Kurt. So that, you know, that's spot on. Chris is right on a lot of these points. He's absolutely right. Now, Roy Moore threatens to sue the WAPO over this false report, Kurt. I commend Roy Moore. I hope he does sue. But again, instantly, the James Edwards case comes directly front and center. Kurt, if they can lie and say he's a KKK member when he's not, and the court side that that's fine, well, they can say that you know, Roy Moore's a rapist and a child molester or whatever else, and that he preys on little girls and all that, if they want to, because who's going to stop him, Kurt? Donald brought this
up.
Well,
it's a great point, Sam. You know, there's sure a lot that could be done more that President Trump has done. On the other hand, I shudder to think, at least given the choices that we, the standard American, is given, where we'd be on the if the shoe was on the other foot.
That's right. And one of the other problems, and we've mentioned this many times too, Kurt, it would be way worse if Hillary was president, no doubt about it. But furthermore, you know, it's very hard to know, like Donald Trump, is he really one of us and trying hard, or is he really just betraying us? It's easy to go on to either side of the equation and we don't know. We do know that he's done some good. We know that he hasn't done near enough. But the question then comes, you know what, is Hillary and all these people that are attacking Roy Moore and George Soros and Hillary and Antifa and Black Lives Matter and Acorn and Obama and all these people, you know, are they literally threatening Donald's wife and family? And, you know, who knows what's really going on? And so it's really hard to be too critical because you don't know. What we really need to do is highlight these inadequacies. We need to do our very best to encourage the Donald to meet with him and work on it. We need to do our very best to make sure that we cover the stories and that our network grows so that we can tell the tale. By the way, the biggest name in news got caught in a sex scandal. Yeah.
Well, just real quick, Sam, you know, you said, hey, we don't know what's going on behind the scenes. We do know this, that in the past, people like Ronald Reagan, for example, when he threatened to do all those things and pretty much clean out the swamp, he was not only an attempted assassination, but he was threatened as well, you know, with all these kind of things. And so if we think that doesn't happen today,
then ask Donna Brazil.
I think somebody's kind of naive. Yeah, good.
Donna
point.
Can tell you. Okay, I don't agree with Donna on everything, but she literally is hiding away from windows so she doesn't get assassinated and such like that. And so if you think we're just conspiracy nuts, go ask Donna, would you please? Go ask the 100-plus dead people that strangely surround Bill and Hillary Clinton. Okay, so all I know is Roy Moore's threatening to sue. I pray for him. I think he needs to sue. But I'm telling you right now, unless we deal with James Edwards' case, I don't think Roy Moore has a chance. But our prayers are with him, and we'll do all that we can. Biggest name in news caught in fake news sex blunder. Kurt, writes Bob Unruh, WND.com. They're tearing it up and doing a good job.
Yes, they are. And, you know, you just, in this case, they're just talking about how weird it is and how hard it is when you figure out, hey, this person was a woman, now they're a transgender, so how do you call them? You know, what term do you use? They say, in the world of the politically correct, where Associated Press news-style gurus say a man who calls himself a woman is a woman and a woman who calls herself a man is a man, it's easy to see how mistakes can happen. Yeah, no kidding. But they point out several here, and, you know, it's basically the last day, Sam, when good is called evil and evil is called good. And man,
and I guess they got caught in the scandal because they used the wrong quote pronouns, right, Kurt?
Yes, they did.
I don't know what they're doing that for. They should know better. In fact, if you're in government school and some of these colleges now use the wrong pronouns, you can literally be kicked out of school, Kurt. So maybe we ought to kick these fake news guys out of the news because they got the wrong pronouns.
Well, good point.
You know, I'm just saying it's interesting. Again, are we going to have sanity here? Where I come from, men are men and women are women, Kurt. We're grateful for the sex that God, you know, that our birth assigned us to, or whatever you want to call it. That you know, we believe in eternal life. And so we believe that we are, you know, born children of God spiritually, and gender was part of that experience. And then that continues. And when you're born in life, gender is an eternal characteristic, not an assignment at birth. And so all I'm telling you is, we believe men are men and women are women.
Imagine that kind of crazy stuff, Sam.
That's what we believe, Kurt. I'm convinced of it.
Good point.
That's biblical.
I'm with you. Yeah. I mean, imagine,
because it said male and female,
bringing up the G
them.
Word again, you know, God, you know, and putting this whole thing back right there again. And boy, that,
of course,
if you think, if you think Judge Roy Moore ticks these people off when he runs for office, man, when he starts talking about God and the Ten Commandments and stuff like that, they just go berserk. They got to do all they can to get rid of him. And I'm telling you,
we need like round rooms for some of these people. They go so nuts.
The other thing that's happening, that I'm sure back in behind the scenes, they're going, what if this guy gets elected? He could run for president. And, you know, be pretty much just like Barack Obama was, a one-time, you know, a few, not even two-term senator, and yet stepped into the White House. Boy, America would be under tough times then. I
mean, we might actually have the blessings of God. We might restore America.
Ooh,
you know,
think about it.
We might keep the Sabbath day holy a little more. By
the
way, what about this thou shalt not bear false witness against Roy Moore scenario? Where's all the congressmen and senators standing on that line? Where's Mike Lee to say, you know what? We don't have evidence of this. I'm going to stand against the thou shalt not bear false witness. That's what Mike Lee ought to be doing right now, Kurt.
I agree. And yet, you know, I'm sure that the push is tough against him, but I wish he would stand up. I like what Ted Cruz had to say. He said he called the report serious and troubling, but he added Judge Moore has the right to respond. I mean, imagine that. It's almost like he's like an attorney.
Yeah,
oh,
strange.
Yeah, he is. You know, well, and then you've got the Senate Republicans, and according to the New York Times, how they responded. And I'll tell you what, the Senate is just so full of a whole bunch of lions and tough guys. Are really, I mean, they don't just waffle with the press there in the Senate. Well, I guess they do, right, Sam? But anyway, you know, even old Bob Corker, you know, he came off and he said, well, he shouldn't have been nominated to begin with. Thanks, Bob. I'll tell you what. Now, if Bob Corker said it, I'll tell you what, man. There's a guy you got to go with, huh, Sam?
Mm-hmm. Well, when you say he shouldn't have been nominated, what does that mean? That the process doesn't have a right to exist?
That means Bob Corker didn't back him in the first place, and that's why they're getting rid of him in Tennessee.
All I'm telling you is, what are they talking about, man? The process isn't how these guys dictate it to be. Have respect for the process, would you please?
It's amazing, huh, Sam? Go Judge Roy Moore and, you know, God bless America, Sam.
Amen to that. Thank you so much, sir. Incredible 2 hours. Liberty Roundtable Live. Please tell all your friends. We need your financing. We need your support in every way. LibertyRoundtable.com, LibertyNewsRadio.com. We declare we the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and will restore America. Will you help? This nation shall endure.